Kanashiro.
Good evening. I hope everybody's well. Please join me in the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chin. And the letters Ayin and Bet, the Ayin that created Galatian Gedi, Capricorn, and the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, Saturn. And together they have the Gematria, the numerical value of 72, which is the level of wisdom of Chochmah. And it represents the 72 names of Hashem. Na Gibor Dor Shevut Chachma Gevavat Amrem Nun Gimel Dalad Shin Barchem Na Gibor Dor Shevut Chachma Kevavat Shalom Nun Gidal Barchem Harem Rachames Ha Ami Gamlem Petresh Afgimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zokrei Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hey Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmat Yakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufa Sadiyud Taf. And the last line is said in a whisper. I will say it out loud for the process of teaching. Baruch Shem Kiva Mahut Olam Va'ed. Before we start tonight, does anybody have any questions? Okay. We're reading the portion of Shemot, the Zohar on the portion of Shemot, and this section is number 15, titled The Coming of Mashiach, and it's quite a number of pages, but I have been looking forward to reading this for a long time. Vayihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu la'aseyadeinu kunenehu ma'aseyadeinu kunenehu. Rabbi Shimon Zaka Yadoi Uvakaka Yamar Vav Yizdaman Behahu Zimna Hulake Man Diyizdaman Vishtakach Behahu Zimna Vav Man Diyizdaman Behahu Zimna Begin the Kad Yete Kudshabarichu the Fakha. Rabbi Shimon raised his wept and said, woe to he present at that time, and blissful is the portion of he who is present, and will be able to attend at that time. And he explains, woe to he who is present at that time, because when the Holy One, blessed be he, comes to visit the gazelle, who is the Shekhinah, he will observe who is standing by her, and all those who her. He will contemplate the actions of each and every one, and no righteous person will be found. Written, help, Yeshaya 63. And how many troubles upon troubles will there be for Israel? Zaka'ah Mandi. An ishtakach b'chahu zimna, gin dehahu deyayam, hahu zimna bimhem manuta, yiske lehahu nehitu, dechedba demalkat v'al hahu zimna, ketiv ufaktim, kitzrof et hakesef, ufantim, kivchon et hazahav, there. Happy is he who is present, because he who is present at that time, with faith, will merit that light of joy of the king. In relation to that time, it is written, and I will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. A verse from Zechariah chapter 2. Levatar de inun aktin. Mat mitare Yisrael the kohen umalkechon yit hatun kechada alayhu umitare kama zerin kishin kuhu chalke bimita chada atun ta al akta batraita bishan kamaita Dein Yitchaze Ad Amuda Te'et Ka'ei Me'ela L'ta Arba'in Yomin V'kol D'Alma An Le. After these troubles have been aroused against Israel, all the people's kings will counsel together against them, raise many bad decrees, and come upon them with one mind. there will come troubles upon troubles, and the later troubles will cause the earlier ones to be forgotten. A pillar of fire shall be there, standing from above down for 4 days, and all the nations of the world will see it. This is a prophecy about the times of the Messiah. And it's a famous prophecy, talking about the war that will be waged by the angels against the nations who have oppressed Israel. And it's a famous prophecy that talks about Illinois. Talks about to the people who live in that time and to the people who live in that time. And we will be able to see cause and effect. We will be able to see our choices have brought us to this. And each person will come to the point where there is really only one choice. Choose the light, choose Hashem. And all of the chaos and all of the pain and suffering is just to bring us to that point. Behahu zina yit'ah ma'a mashicha v'nafka migoy ginta de'eden mehahu atar de'itkir kan tipor Ve'it ar be'ar ag de galil ve'ahu yoma de yipuk ve'taman yitragaz kol alma ve'kol b'nei alma mitachabin goy me'arte ve'tinare dila chashivun ishtazav ve'al ha'hu zina k'tiv uva'u mimarot tzurim u'mimkilot Afar mifne pachad kashem, umechadar geono bekumo learot haaretz. At that time the king, Mashiach, will arise to go out of the Garden of Eden from the place called the bird's nest, and he will become revealed in the land of Galilee. On the day that Mashiach goes there, the whole world will tremble, and all the people will hide in the cave and cracks in the rocks and will not expect to survive. And concerning that time it is written, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and in the caves of the earth for fear of Hashem and for the glory of his name. When he arises to shake the earth terribly. Isaiah chapter 2. All part of the chaos associated with the end times. This is one of the prophecies that describes chaos, describes the king of the Messiah as a time of chaos. Mifnei pachad hashem dachahu dekol alma Geono da Mashiach Bekumo La'otz Ha'aretz Kad Yekum V'Yitgelei Bi'ara Alil Begin Di Hu Hu Atar Kadma V'Yit Harva Kadisha Ufki Yitgelei An Kadma Am L'Kol Har Taman Karavin L'Kol Alma. And he explains, for fear of Hashem, this is the trembling of the whole world, for the glory of his majesty is Mashiach. He arises to shake the earth terribly, refers to when Mashiach will arise and be revealed in the land of Galilee, because this was the first place in the Holy Land that was destroyed by Ashur, by Persia. Therefore he will be revealed there before any other place, and from there he will stir wars all over the world. The Batar Arba'in, the Amuda, Yakut Meara, Shmaya Le'ene, the Kol Alma, Yidkele, Yakum Mistar Mizra, Had Kokhava, Achata, the Kol Gatin, the Shiva, Kovin, Acharanin, the Sakharan, Lechahu Kokhava, the Yagun, Bey Karava. Excuse me. The call Sitri Tilat Zini. The Oma Ad Shatomin, the call B'nei Alma Haman. After 40 days, the pillar stands from the earth to the heaven before the eyes of the whole world. And Mashiach will be revealed. Will arise from side a star that will glow with variety of colors, and 7 other stars will surround that star, and will war with it on sides, 3 times a day up to 70 days. And all the people of the world will see. Hahu kochava. Behu karava, patisim denura, balachatim atzim, the call ever, uvatash bahu ad yivala, lone the call ramsha, oyama, lone viyagichun, karava leenech, the call alma, call yama. Ad Shavim Min Levatar V'in Yomin Yitgeniz Hahu Kochava Yitgeniz Mashiach Ad Teresar Yarchi V'itadar Hahu Da Te'esha Kemil Kadmin Uve Yitgeniz Mashiach V'hahu Amuda La Yitchaz. And that star will do battle with them with flames of fire that will sparkle in every direction. And it will smite them until it will swallow them every night. And by day again it shall smite them where they will battle before the eyes of the whole world. And so it shall ensue day for 70 days. After 70 days that star will be hidden, and the Mashiach will be concealed for up to 12 days. Then the pillar of fire will reach originally, and in it Mashiach will be concealed, and that pillar is invisible. What a wonderful story we're being told here tonight. Levatar teresar achin yisalkun leil Mashiach b'chach moda goy rakia taman abel tu pa. Yitra lemalkuta ad nachit yitchaze chahu amuda tesha kamil kadmin leinechon dekol ma yitgalei levatar shia veyitkan shun gabe amin sa'in veyitar karavin kol alma achu zimna yitra. Good shabari khu kavorte olamin de alba umalka ha yada ol alma the call in the alma yita le itkhabra agaha kharaba. After 12 months Mashiach will be elevated within the pillar to the sky. And there he will receive power and crown of the kingdom. And when he ascends to the earth, that pillar of fire can appear as original before the eyes of the whole world. Afterwards, Mashiach will appear, and many nations will gather to him, and he will wage war of the entire world. At that time, the Holy One, blessed be he, will rise with his might against all the nations of the world. Mashiach will be publicly known throughout the world, and all the kings of the world will join together to do battle with him. Kama mipritze Yehudain yitzhu v'achadra l'gabayhu v'yetun imchon v'agaha al malkash shich k'den yitchashach kol ma'am chamesh re yomin v'sagiin v'amad yisrael yometin v'ahu chashacha v'yaldak et Ihine, Hahoshech, Yikse, Eretz via Raphael. Many of the oppressors of Israel will turn and join these nations to war against the Shiach. Then will the world darken in days. Many of Israel will perish during this darkness. Of this it is written, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. The gross darkness falls. A verse from Yeshaya, chapter 6. It is said that the redemption from Egypt and the final redemption will be following the same path, the same pattern. We are taught during the plague of darkness, the plague before the final 80% of the Jewish nation, 3 million Jewish men, their wives, their children, something on the order of 12 million people died in the plague of darkness. Not because they couldn't see, because they were Jewish, but because their own fear, their own desires for themselves cause them to connect, cause them to choose not to want the redemption. This is a choice that each of us will have as well. V'kamami p'ritse yichin yitachpuku li'adaira gabu v'yetun imchon Leagaha karava al ka kicha kedei nid hashach kol ama chamesh asre yomin v'sagiin me'ama ki Yisrael yochon metin v'chachu hashacha yalda kiti yi hine ahoshach yikaseh eretz v'yara le'umim. Many of the oppressors of Israel will turn and join nations to war against the Mashiach. Then will the world darken for 15 days. Many of Israel will perish during the darkness. Of this is, it is written, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness. I'm sorry, I read that verse. Patach v'yamar ki kan tzipor lefanecha v'aderech v'kot al ha'aretz ronchim o beitzim ha'em rovetzet v'gomer shalech t'shalach e'em v'gomer ha'ikara u'kim evi'ihu chad l'pidei Oraita Vianan Ihupan Beirazadi Gnizin Shavilin Viarchin Vian Raya Nun Tilatin Utrain Shikilin Vioraita. He opened the sky saying, if a bird's nest chanced to for you in the way, in any tree or on the ground, whether they be young ones or eggs, and the other bird feeding upon the young or upon the eggs, you shall not take the mother together with the young, but you shall surely let the mother go. a verse from Devarim, just one of the mitzvot. A mitzvot that is very difficult to understand. We have explained this verse, and it is one of the concealed commandments of the Torah. We have in it concealed secrets of the Torah, paths and ways known to the friends in the 32 paths of the Torah. The 32 paths of the Torah relate to the Sefer Yetzirah, who describes that there are 32 paths of wisdom. The bird's nest and the mother bird all are talking about the relationship of the various spherot. Bina, which is the mother, with Chokmah, the father, Zeranpin, the son, and Malchut, the daughter. And all of these four relate to each other in different ways, all of which is Vayikra. And this section of the Torah can only be taught to a group of three or less, because it's describing the sexual improprieties, which is referred to as incest. It's actually describing as the relationship between one spherot and another as it progresses from immaturity to maturity. Amar Rabbi Shimon be Elazar, Elazar bezina teitar, akama shicha ama ati nisin, acharanin yitun bealma, tachatze beginta, eden diltata it atar had, ganiz v'tamir bela itya, bihu v'rukma v'kama, gavnin uve ganizin elef, Ekalin v'kiyusufin v'leit man v'ayel v'chu. Bar Mashiach v'ihu ka'em tadir v'ginta ge'em. Rabbi Shimon said to his son Rabbi Elazar, Elazar, when Mashiach awakens, so many other signs and miracles will be aroused in the world. Come and see in the terrestrial Garden of Eden. There is one place which is concealed and hidden and is not known, and it is woven with many colors. Thereon are hidden and pleasant chambers, and no one enters it from the Mashiach, who is ever present in the Garden of Eden. The Galgim Tachachach Birchikim Giin the Tzadikaya Mashiach Em Alaihu v'alamachelin v'mashir yan matin v'tzadikaya taman rashi yarche v'zmizmei u'shabate mashiach ha'hu atar tash'a b'kol unalim. The entire garden is by many chariots of the righteous, and Mashiach stands over them and over many hosts and camps of souls, the righteous who are there. And Mashiach enters that place on the first day of the month and festivals and Shabbatot. There are 1,000 pleasures to delight in all these chambers. Legoy, legoy, be called Yun Alin, Itatar Ahar, Tamin Vganiz, Dela, Ichida Kalal Eden Velait Man Vyakil Leminda Be Umashiz Ichida Kalal Levar Sahara Ahu Atar the Itkele Le Had Atar Re Ken Sipur Vihu Atar Devariz Ale hahu zitipor de ita beginta de ed kol yoma. Innermost from thousand chambers of pleasures, there is one place concealed and hidden that is utterly, entirely unknown, called Aden. There is no one who can conceive it. Mashiach is concealed outside, around that place, until a place called is revealed to him. This place is mounted by the bird, which awakens daily in the Garden of Eden. Uvahahu atar merukin diyuknin dekol she'ar amin nashu alahu diyisrael v'yavash al v'haf atar zakif v'chaza av diyalin v'charban beit ad v'chameh v'rachel v'dimata v'yan polcha Shabarichu Menachem La Safiat Kabbalah Kumin Amadi At Amar Meana Lehinachem Al Banech Kedei Mashiach Kale Uvahe Beistraza Kohinta Eden the calling Nun Sadikaya the Tam. In that place called Bird's Nest, the images of all the nations gathered against the children of Israel to harm them are woven in a garment called the Cloak of Majesty. Mashiach enters that place, raises his eyes, and sees the patriarchs who entered the house of Elohim that was destroyed, till he sees Rachel with tears on her cheeks. And the Holy One, blessed be, consoling her, but she refused to accept condolences. As it is written, she refused to be comforted for her children. Yemiyahu. Jeremiah chapter 10. Then Mashiach raises his voice and weeps, and the whole Garden of Eden shakes. All the righteous break down and weep with him. Ga'eu vake zim tinyana v'yitaza u'rakia de alge ba kebe ginta elef kamshbea o mashreyan yipin ad demat legoi kursiya aila'a kedem kuchav Ramiz lehachu tzapa, v'al lehachu v'ila, adva legabe, v'kare machti, v'itar mahdi. He cries bitterly a second time, and the firmament above the garden trembles. So do 15 billion supernal angels, until Mashiach reaches the supreme throne. Then the Holy One, blessed be, comes to that bird. It enters its nest, sits next to Mashiach, and whatever it cries, awaken whatever it opens. Adami goy kurta kadisha, kere talat zini hu kan tipo, umashiach v'kalkin, le'ela v'yome. Lon kuchab ku abra aku hayava alma al yada demash unakama min di Israel holy nun tavivan zamin kuchabri ku lemebad le amech vahu kan por mashiach tukte tab mashiach be it is Goyha hu kemal kadmin. This continues until from the holy throne, Shizbina, that same bird's nest is called three times, namely the three columns, one after the other. Mashiach and everyone then ascend above to Bina, and the Holy One, Bihi, makes them a swear to remove wicked kingdom from the world through Mashiach to Israel and to draw all the goodness and Holy One, blessed be He, will do for His people. The birds nest and then return to their places, and Mashiach is again sealed in that place. That is the bird's nest, as previously. Uzina the Arkudsha Barichu, the Atkena Almin Giru, Atvan Dishme Shlimu Yud Behe Vav Behe, the Mecheve Kola Bishlimu, Had Kedain Yit Ar Had Behe, Hilavi Ezea, Akia Kegavan, Agavana, Yit Lenatsits, Bimamale Enech the Kola Ma. At the time that the Holy One blessed you will be aroused to remedy the worlds, and the letters of the name will illuminate completely, the yud of the name, which is Chachma, will illuminate the He, which is Bina, vav of the name, will illuminate the second He, which is Malchut, yud He will be in complete union with vav He, that is to say, one awful star rise, just a ferret called off in the middle of the firmament, it being the central column of the color purple, that as it includes all the colors, so it includes all the three colors. It will flame and spark every day, meaning with the light of Chesed, called day, before the eyes of the whole world, meaning also with the light, which is called eyes. Bikum chad shal chovati eshav misim the tzafon goy rakia bikum da lekabel arba'in yomin v'it v'chalun kol b'dei alma l'sof arba'in yomin yigichun kerava kochava v'shal chova ואנחון דכל ויתפשט אהו של חובה ביקירו ביקידו דאשה מסית דצפון גומר רקיע וחששו למיבלה כוכבה כמה של ומלכין ואיוניה אממיה יתבחלון Mehai. A flame of fire will rise from the side, meaning from the left column. At the moment that Hakma from above is drawn to below, its light is converted to a flame of fire, a firmament, and they stand opposite each other for 40 days. The flame is from the left column, separates itself from each of Hakma and Bina, Tiferet and Malchut, that are in the center column, particularly. And all the people of the world will be confused. At the end of 40 days, meaning the Sephirah, which is Malchut, the star and the flame will be before everyone's eyes, and the flame will spread with a fiery conquest within the firmament on the north side. Many rulers and kings of nations will be confused by this, meaning from the strengthening of the flame. It will appear the negative side is winning, and many people will be taken in by that and will think they're joining the winning side when they're not. One has to maintain their connection to their intuition to know which is right and which is not wrong, and not to use the logic, which is the tool that we've been taught to use. But Kabbalah teaches us to use both the tools, intuition and logic. Kedein yistalak hahu kochava listar shal V'yishlot al hahu, shol chava v'hahu shol chova, Itbalas Ze'er Ze'er Birikia Mikame Hahu Kochava Adela Yitraze Kalal Kadem Hahu Kochava Aved Orhin Birikia Raser Bitresa Tamin Vekamin Inun Dehorin Birikia Teres Yomin. Then the star will ascend south side, which is the right column, and the light of Chesed Sadim will again illuminate the world. Thus it will rule over the flame, and the flame will be swallowed in the firmament because of the star until no longer visible. Then the star will make pathways in the sky in 12 borders, and when its three columns will be in each one of Hakma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. 3 times 4 are 12 pathways, and these lights will stand in the sky for 12 days. For even Malchut itself illuminates only in the three columns, Hesed, Gevura, Tiferet. But Malchut in it does not illuminate, therefore there are only 12 lights. There's right, left, and central, and in each of the right, left, and central, and Malchus. Right, left, central, and manifestation. Levatar teresar yomin yistazun kol b'nei alma v'itchashach shimsha v'falgut yoma kema v'itchashach Yoma v'yitcharav be'karu Maktisha ad nila yitchazun Shem yaya v'ar'a v'yitar had kala V'ra'am v'zikin v'yitchalka V'yitchal kala v'ara Me'hachu kama v'kama chelin U'mashir yimotun Mine, when he desires to draw their illumination after 12 days, meaning to the aspect of Malchut, all the people tremble because of the attribute of justice in Malchut. The sun will be darkened at midday, as darkened on the day that the temple was destroyed, to a point that both heaven and earth will not be visible. And a sound will erupt thunder and lightning, meaning a second from the attribute of judgment in Malchut. The world will shudder because of that sound, and numerous hosts and companies will perish because of it. Behahu yoma yitar bekarta deromi rapta had shal chova de esha behahu kala de yitar bekol alma Yokid kama migdalin, v'kama hekalin, v'kama migdalin, yiblun v'kama her dashtke, v'ravrave, yiblun v'chahu yoma, k'ulhu yitkanshun, ala levish v'obhi alma, la yaklin v'ishtazav. And that day, which is Malchut, will be there to be ignited in the great city of Rome, which is the secret of Bina of Lipot, a flame of fire, which is the judgments of the left. That sound will be stirred in the whole world, which is from the attribute of judgment in Malchut. That is, two kinds of judgments will be combined. It will burn many towers and many palaces, and many powers collapse, and many potentates and ministers will fall on that day. All of them, meaning the judgments, will gather upon it to cause harm, and all the people will be unable to be saved. Mechachu yoma ad tiresar yarchin yitachatun kol makaya v'yigzurun kamad because they wrote the Kama Shemot Goat. Al Yisrael the East Look. Bechon Kamadi Isma Zaka'a Yihu the Yira. Taman the Zaka'a Yihuan Dila Ya'ar. Taman the Kala Ma Yehe. From that day for 12 months' time until the illumination of the 12 boundaries, also in Malchut, remedied, because in Zeram Pin there are 4 days, but in Malchut they are called 12 months. All the kings will counsel and will make numerous decrees, numerous persecutions against Israel, and they will succeed, as we learned. Fortunate is he who will chance to be, meaning in the days of Messiahship. Fortunate is he who will not be there, that he will be saved from these judgments, and the whole world will be confused. Sounds like confusion already. You'll be fortunate to be there, you'll be fortunate to not be there, to be saved from the judgments. It depends on your consciousness. If you fear the judgments, then it will be difficult. If you understand and welcome the judgments because they're rewards for what you've done and how you've done it, then welcome the judgments. Lesof teresar yashevet shevet Yisrael da alka shika. The Yitar Goy Ginta Eden Bakal Inun Kaya Yatrun Le Tamar Yitun Le Mane Zaina Yatvan Rashim Mane Makadisha. At the end of 12 months, meaning after the 12 months in Malchut are rectified, there will arise a throne, which is the king Yah, will awaken in the Garden of Eden. All the righteous will him there and will go in with weapons, with engraved letters, the vessels of the holy name. The Kala Yitzetz Bianfe Anin de Ginta Karachil the Amar Yitaru She Elyonim Suma Mikameh Mashiach Ha Idana Ithabra It Bivala Ba'el Nakma La Dialma U Akama La U Ara La Meafra. A voice will explode in the branches of the trees in the garden that cries powerfully and says, awaken, holy ones, arise before Shiach. Behold, it is time for a wife to be with her husband, meaning Tiferet with Malchut. Her husband Tiferet wishes to avenge her world, raise her and shake the dust off of her. Kedem Yekumu Uhu Yat Yachtizrun Le B'malchut Mane Ne Raham Bamine Yitzhak Mishme Yaakov Kame Moshe Mehemna Alkol Ilain Sadikaya Azil Barakid Gokinta Eden. Then they will all arise and him with weapons as before, Abraham at his right, Yitzhak at his left, Yaakov before him, Moshe, the faithful shepherd above all these righteous, walking and dancing in the Garden of Eden. A beautiful image, is it not? Kevandi Kashicha Al Yada the Tzadikya the Ginta the Eden V'ul B'chachu Dukta V'yikre Kyan Tzipor V'milchad Min V'chamei Taman Hahu Chiyukna V'harban Beit Makdesha V'kul Tzadikaya V'yitkalu Babe Kadain Natiel Mitaman Esser Levushin Vinun Ikrun Esser Levushe Kan Akin A Vitkuniz Taman Arbein Yomin Tila Itkalya Kalal. As soon as Mashiach is perfected through the righteous in the Garden of Eden, he will enter his place that is called Bird's Nest. He sees a picture of the destroyed temple and all the righteous who were that he takes from their 10 garments, called garments of jealousy, there for 40 days, and not to be revealed at all. Esof Arbein Yomin Kala Chad Yeshah Vitkireg Mikurseya Yilaah Ahu Klan Tzipor Malkal Mashicha Vitkunis Bey Ukde Zalkim Le Leila Vitkunichu Chame Le Vimalkal Mashicha Mit Lavash Vosha Nukma v'chagir mane zane. Makag mashicha miokag vash bilvad nukma. Gir mane zine natil le. Shik le avresha. At the end of 40 days, a voice will stir and will call from the supreme throne, his bina, to the bird's nest that conceals the king Mashiach. Then he is raised up, the king Mashiach, in garments of refusal, and is girded with his wings. He takes him and kisses him on his head. Kedei mis gazan gimel me. Ketishim Rakiin the Armies Kuchabarihu Echad Rakia Meinun Dechava Ganiz Meshishet Meshet Yeme Bereshit Yakit Pik Mechad Hekla Divchahu Rakia Chad Kitra Galifa Mechakka Meshmachan Kadishim Dechahu Itra Itatar Kucha Barichu Kad Avru Yisrael Yat Yema Lemetal Nukmin Mikol Retike Paro Vuparasho Viatar Le Lemalka Mashicha. Then 390 firmaments tremble. Holy One, blessed be He, beckoned to one firmament that has been concealed since the 6 days of creation, and took a crown engraved with holy names from one chamber in that firmament. The Holy One, blessed be He, who crowned Himself with crown. Israel crossed the sea to take revenge on the chariots and riders of Pharaoh, and crowned the King Mashiach with the crown. Kevan de Itakar de Itakan Kol hane de kunin natil le kuchabarichu v'nashik le v'milchman hame retikin kadishin u'mashiryan ilain v'sacharin le v'yachatin le matna u'zmizan v'zakiin v'itatar uhu. Once Mashiach was crowned and perfected with all these perfections, the Holy One, blessed be He, took him and kissed him again. Who saw this? The holy chariots and company of supernal angels that surrounded him and give him presents and many precious things. He is crowned with them all. Al Taman Bechad Bechame Kol Inun Malake Dikrun Avele Inun Devaku Al Harban Be Makdisha Kol Tadir Vinun Yachavin Le Chad Ur Porphyra, Makalamibad, Kedain Kuchab, Janese Lay, Behahu Khan, Por, the Itkase, Taman Tulatin Yomin. He then enters there into one chamber and sees all the supernal angels, who are called the mourners of Zion. They weep over the destruction of the temple and weep constantly, and they give him a royal purple to avenge. Then the Holy One, blessed be he, sees him in that bird's nest, and he is hidden there for 30 days. Levatar Talatin Yomin Behan Tzipor Hut Meutar Bekol Yun Tikunin Me Elam Umitatan Umitata Kama Masher Kadishin Sachane Akbun Ko Alma Chad Dehir Tale Mirti Liara Shiva Mean the call Bene Alma Mahun Idbachalun Vilayindu Un Kalal Barinun Min Diadin Zin Elaine Zakaahu Lakehon. After 30 days, having disappeared in that bird's nest, he will descend ornamented with adornments from above, with many holy comforts to him, and the whole world will see light suspended from the sky to the earth. It will remain set in the secret of Chesed Gevor Tiferet, Rechod Yisrael Malchut and Malchut, and can be found illuminating Malchut of Malchut. All the inhabitants of the world will wonder and be shocked and will not understand all, except for those sages who know these secrets. Blessed be their portion. The Kali Nun Shiva Yomin Yitatar Ra Bechachuk Antipor Anatar Kadek Da Kuvurat Rach Kaima Befarat Orchin Bivaser La Vinahem La Ukhen Shekhel Tinchmin Vetakum Vetnashik Le. In all these 7 days he will be born to the earth, which is the secret of Malchut. In that bird's nest, which is the secret of the verse, if a bird's nest chances before you, the verse from Devarim chapter 22, that alludes to the King Mashiach, who is adorned with a bird's nest. Which place is it? In the way, which is Rachel. She stands on the crossroads. Mashiach is also adorned with the light of Malchut, that is capable of the gathering of the exiles. Therefore he will bear these good tidings to her and console her. Then she will accept consolations, unlike as described previously. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are not. Verse from Yirmiyah, chapter 31. And she will arise in Mashiach. Levatar Yakum Yehiru Mehahu Atar Vishare Riho Karta Ilani Recall Et Yerich O Haaret Da Yerushalayim Vehe Ganiz Behahu Nehiru Dekan Tipo Teresar Yarche. Then shall the light arise from that place, Rachel's grave, settle in Jericho, city of trees, as is written in any tree, Devarim chapter 22, which is Jericho, the city of palm trees, that Yehoshua not able to mend completely. For he said, cursed be the man before Hashem that rises up to build this city, Jericho. It's Book of Judges, Yehoshua chapter 6. because it is drawn from the attributes of judgment, which is in Malchut of Malchut. And now Mashiach will sit with the light of the 7 days, or on the ground. Devarim, chapter 22. This is Jerusalem, which is the external part of Malchut, and he will be concealed in that light in the brightness for 12 months. Batar, Esar Yarche, Yistivakaf, Hahu Nehiru Bain Shemaya, Ravi Shreya, Aftigal, Gutaman Hava Sherut Galuta, Israel the Taman Yitgale, Mehahu Nehiru Kan, Dekan, Tibor Vitava Yatre. Vehahu Yomai Yizan Kol Ra Samil Kadmin Mi Saife Shemaya Ad Saife Shemaya Ushem Yechazun Kol Ama Yitkale Akama Shika Ar A Legal. After 12 months that will be stretched between the heavens and the earth and rest on in the land of since the exile of Israel, namely the exile of Ashur, initiated in the Galilee. Then will Mashiach be revealed from that very same light of the bird's nest and return to his place. That day the whole will travel as earlier, one end of heaven to the other end. Then the whole world will see that Mashiach has been revealed in the land of Galilee. Bid kanshun le kol inun la'an yoraita v'irin v'alma v'viz yinuke rak yitkaf chele v'it ra v'razada v'ipropin v'ila yishak v'ilein ha yinuke v'yitvin v'tukfapa v'yitvin Vyamke Kaftal Ralef Gimule Mechalev Atike Mashid Mishadaim Vihainu O Betsim Tigin Elaine Sharia Shekinta Khon di Israel Galuta. And all those who were occupied with Torah, those who are called in the verse children, literally young, will gather to him. They are few in the world, and the merit of school children, the Mashiach, will be. And this is the secret of the young in the verse. These are not to be found than the infants that sit in their mother's lap and suckle, as written, those that are weaned from and removed from the breasts. Isaiah chapter 20. Are the eggs, Devarim, chapter 22. It is because of these that the dwells with the children of Israel in the exile. Deha hakimin deirin inun deishtachun bechahu zina bechainu bechayim rovetzet al haefron chin o al habetzin lo tikach chayim al habanim V'itakav adiresar yarchin v'yacharonin levatar yete b'bala v'yokla me'afra haftal aleph akin et sukat David v'nofelet. For the sages who are called children, literally young, will be few in that time, and this is what is meant, and the mother bird sitting upon the young, upon the eggs, do not take the mother bird together with the young, since there will be no children, or do not take the mother, who is the Shekhinah. And Mashiach will tear it to another 12 months. Then her husband, who is there on film, will raise her from the dust. As I said, I will raise up the tabernacles of David that are fallen. Amos chapter 9. Gehahu yomam al-kam sha'arei v'yino Oshkaluta Misaife Alma Ad Saife Alma Kaftalif Im Yihieni Dachacha Bikse Bishamayim Vigomer Bechahu Yoma Ol Atin Vinesin Ugvuran Vyaved Ujabarichu Vimitraim Vyavid Lom Li Israel Kaftalif Kime Eicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Nu nafla'ot. On that day, Mashiach will gather the exile from one end of the world to the other. As it is written, if your outcast be in those parts of heaven. Devarim chapter 3. From that day, all the signs and miracles and mighty acts that behold, blessed be he, performed in Egypt, he will perform for Israel. In the days of your coming out of the land of Egypt, I will show him marvelous things. Micha, chapter 7. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Zar Baribi Kol Ein Milin, Tishkach Barabba Bit Latin, Rain. Shavilin Devishma Kadisha Adonisin, Ein La Yitar. The Alma La Ishta Raza Dishma Kadish La Ita Liava Kaftal Aleph Kishvati Erchem Benot Yerushalayim Bitzvaot Bitzvaot Da Malka Mika Dikre Tvaot Aleph Asadeh Sha'ar Chelin Ashiryan Diltata, Inta Iru, the Inta Oru, Eta Av Hava, Da Yemina, the Kuchabarichu, the Ikre, Ahava, Ad Shetech Pat, Hahidishkin Vat, Yafra Vehe, Ad Malka, Mazaka Ainun Man, Dizke, Yahu Dara Zika Yahu Bialma Den A Yahu Ma Da Ate. Rabbi Shimon said, Elazar, my son, you shall find in the secret 32 paths of wisdom, of Chokmah, of the Holy Name. And as long as these miracles do not happen in the world, the secret of the Holy Name will not be complete, nor will love awaken. Said, I charge you, O daughters of Hashem, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles for hosts, or by the hinds of the field. The verse is Shir HaShirim 2. Hosts refer to the King Mashiach, who is so called the kinds of the field. This refers to the other hosts and encampments below, that you stir not up nor in my. A verse from Shir HaShirim. Is the right hand of the Holy One, blessed be, the Sephira of Chesed, which is called love, till it please, refers to Shir's love in the dust, which is the Shekhinah in exile. King should desire her, righteous is he who will have the merit to be in this generation. He is righteous in this world and righteous in the world to come. Rabbi Shimon Arim, Bitzlo, Shabarichu, Hey, Litzlote, Uvatar de Tzale, Tzlote, Atu, Rabbi Elazar, Abba, the Yadvu Kame, Ad Dehu, Yotfe, Kame Hachumu, Hamu, Chad Dehiru, Demima, Viit Hashach, Viit Chad, Inora, Vishova, Tehesha of Goy Yama, Sperya, Viza, Wahu Atar. Rabbi Shimon raised his hand in prayer before the Holy One, blessed be, and prayed. After he recited his prayer, son Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba sat before him. While they were sitting before him, they saw a ray of daylight, some dim, and a conduit of flaming fire, the stream of burning fire sink into the Sea of Galilee, and the whole place was agitated. Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'dai ta'u idana v'richu, idkar livnoi v'yit tirein din, v'goy amar rabah v'kad na'atin, pag'in v'chai tzinora, v'shalhova de'esha v'yitrach'u, da'abada v'yama v'kar Rabbi Shimon, v'aku havraya. Rabbi Shimon said, certainly now is the time that the Holy One, blessed be, remembers his children and lowers his tears into the great sea. As they descend, they touch the sea with flaming fire and sink together into the sea, one with the other. Rabbi Shimon wept, and his friends wept. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Itarna Barazedi Atvan Dishma Kadita Basitra Ditaruta Dilay Lagabe Begoy Aval Ashta Itli Lagala Ma Dila Itahiv Rashula Barnash Ahara Lagala Ela Zaku Diradara Daya Kayem Alma Adi Yete Malka Mashicha. Amar Rabbi Shimon le Rabbi Elazar Bere ul Ribi Yaba Kumu Bakiyumaihu Kamu Rabbi Elazar be Rabbi Abba Bakal Rabbi Shimon Zimna Achara Amar Vav Man Yikum Mecha Tachamena Galuta Yit Meshach Man. Rabbi Shimon said, I have stirred in the secret of the letters of the Holy Name, in the secret of the awakening of the Holy One, blessed be he, towards his children. But now I may reveal that which was not permitted to any other person to reveal. But the merit of this generation will preserve the world till Mashiach will come. Rabbi Shimon said to his son, Rabbi Elazar, and to Rabbi Abba, on your legs, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Shimon wept a second time and said, oh, who will arise then? For what I see is trial will be lengthened. Who will be able to endure? Ufi hu kam biyamar, Hashem Eloheinu biyalunu, Adonim zulatecha, levad becha nizkir, Shemecha chai kara ukmucha, Aval b'chai kara, Itraza ila'a v'goy mehemanuta, Hashem Eloheinu dahu shuta, Derazin ila'in atar demita, Navkin kol nehiru yistragan vishragiz kuhu liad lecha dutan toya kol razim hemnuta ma dash alikola. Rabbi Shimon also got up and said, O Hashem our Elohim, other masters besides you have had dominion over us, but by you only will we make mention of your name. Isaiah chapter 26. This verse is explained, but this verse contains a superb secret in the secret of faith. Hashem our Elohim, beginning of the supernal secrets, namely Chokmah and Bina. From these, all the light emanates to kindle all the candles, meaning that all the Mochina, female and Briah, Yetzirah, Asiyah, emanate from Chokmah and Bina that are called Hashem Har Elohim. There is the essence of the entire secret of which is female, meaning in the secret of the verse, and of the side which Shem Elohim had taken. Bereshit, chapter 2, which is the secret of Chokmah and Bina. The side is the secret of the Nukva, which is called faith. Yalulu Adonim Zulatecha Ha Amadi Yisrael Leit Man Deshalit Ale Bar Shema Ada V'chashta Galuta Shalit Ale Sidra Haram. Other masters before you have had dominion over us. There is no one to dominate over the nation of Israel except for the supernal name Hashem our Elohim, mentioned earlier mentioned. And now in exile, the other side holds dominion over it. This is what is written. Other masters besides you have had dominion over us. Shemecha Raza Dishma Kadisha Kalalave Esri Advan Vafnun Yud La Mita Ella the Goy Shemada the Ha Kafta Nishvata Lachem Becha Varech Yisra Ki Becha Arutz Gedud Umiz Mena Dishli Ishtakach la hava ish. Damin Yasir liafrasha daminda Itam iba'la lav v'rayone v'lav ilkiru Begin dela liachaza'a peruda v'hashta begaluta peruda Ishtakach demigoy aku. The call zina, the zina, anan avdin ruda. The yadkara hahu shem. Bar bimala, begin dihi. Shikivat ra. The hainu luvar, the ha nizkir, shemecha. And by you only will we make mention of your name. Isaiah chapter 26. Meaning the secret of the holy name, namely the Nufa, all 22 letters. Therefore she is called Et, Aleph to Tav, which alludes to the 22 letters from Aleph to Tav. And the congregation of Israel, which is the Nukva, is blessed only through that name called Becha, you, which is there on pin that includes also 22 letters. Like Becha, which numerically totals 22, as is written, to whom you did swear by your own. The Hebrew is Becha, Shemot chapter 32. By you, the Hebrew is Becha, shall Yisrael bless. Bereshit chapter 48. And for by you, the Hebrew Becha, I run upon a tree. Tehillim chapter 18 also alludes to Zeranpin. At the time when perfection prevalent, the Zeranpin and the Nukva were not separated from each other, and it is prohibited to separate them one from the other, a wife from her husband, neither by thought nor by omission, in order not to show separation. And now in exile, it is prevalent because of the trouble that comes upon us at all times, which we cause through the separation, mentioning that name, which is the Nukva, away from her husband, Zeranpin, because she is lying on the dust. This is but by you only will we make mention of your name. Mar mibala han dikrin lachai shem bevda begin di anan rechikin menach v'shaltim v'acharanim alan ushmita ihu beperuda Min shemadi kre v'chai v'yomei v'kaluta. He explains, when the Nukva is separated from her husband, it is considered as if we mention this name separately, since we are far from you and we cause that others should rule over us. and your name, which is the Nukva, is separated from the name Bacha, literally in you, which is their unpin, as mentioned earlier. And this is so during the days of exile. Begin de galuta kadma hava mi bayit rishon, u bayit rishon hu rava de Hashem, kadma ava lakabel ayin shnim di la. Galuta de bayit rishon hava ayin shnim v'inun ayin shnim la ishtakachat ima raviya ahu v'hahu peruda min shema ila'a razata Tahashem ila'a ukdein razad ila'a istalak le'ela elah le'an yosof enso uvayit rishon ila'a kadisha ha'naviya naviyu demayin chayin deha mekora dila istalak. The first exile was in the first temple, and the first temple is the secret of the first he of the name Yudke Vavke, which is Bina, corresponding to its 70 years, which are the seven lower sephirot, Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Chesed and Malchut. The exile of the first temple lasted 70 years, since every sephirot includes totaling 70. During these 70 years, the mother, which is the first three sephirot of Bina, was not on them, and they were separated from the supernal name, which is the secret of the first he of Yud He Vav He. Then the Yud of Yud He Vav He, which is the supernal secret of Bina, ascends above into the endless world, and the first temple, which is Bina, does not gush forth a flow of living water, because its source, which is the Yud of Yudke Vavke, which is Chokmah, has departed. V'ihi Ayin Shanin V'galuta Begin D'ihi Zayin Shanin Ikre Kaftal V'nehu Sheva Shanin V'i Tema T'shalta Malchut Nabavel Le'ela V'razad Ayin Shin Chetvav Ela Bezina Chava Be Desha Kayam Nechorun Viyu Dima Ila Chava Nahir Achit V'tata Kevan V'nachtu Yisrael V'itcharav Desha V'shal Malchut Bavel Chavav Chafe V'yachshich Ahu Nechiru V'tata'e Kedisha La'ahava Nechirim. And it, the first day of Yud-Kei, is the 70 years in exile, because it is called 7 years. As is said, so was he 7 years in building it. The First Kings, chapter 6, referring to the first temple, which is the first hay. He asked, would you say the kingdom of Babylon ruled above in the secret 70 years, which is Bina? Forbid. He answers, during the time that the temple did, the pouring forth of the supernal mother, which Bina illuminated and descended below. However, when Israel sinned and the temple was destroyed, the kingdom of Babylon reigned. That light was covered and darkened, and the holy lower beings did not illuminate. Ivan de Tata E Lav Hav Dechirin Begin Shaltanu de Malkuta de Vavel Istalak Hahu Ra Behahu Mabua Ila Hava Navia Raza Diyut Istalak Le'ela Ela Ve'en Sof Kedeni Nun Ayin Shanin La Havo Nechirin Begin Hahu Nechiru De'itmana V'dahu V'daigaluta De'ayin Shanin Since the lower beings were dominating because of the dominion of the kingdom of Babylon, that light of Bina departed, and the supernal emanation that poured forth to Bina, which is the secret of Yud, or Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke, which is Chokhmah, withdrew higher and higher into the endless world. Then those 70 years of Bina did not illuminate because of that illumination of the Yud, which was prevented from illuminating upon the Hay. This was certainly the exile of 70 years of Bina, which is the secret of the first temple. Kevandi Yu Utanu Bavavel Shariat Tata'ale Anhar Yisrael Kuhu Achadru Le Adka'a Le Mechevet Segula Shilema Demil Chadmin Ze'er Ze'er Ve'kevan Dishlimu La Ishtaka Kaden Yud Neviu Ila'a La Nachit Kaf Kaf Yanhara Kema Dila Bemil Kadmin Ela Zeir Zeir Meir Vuvia Dila Havo Yan Bemil Kadmin Kama De Itraze Al Kach Nevi Ila'a Vela Nevia Vela Nahir La Beachadar Beyan Hara There's the air the Chaka and Ishma. As soon as the reign of Babylon was removed and the second hay of Yudke Vavke commenced to illuminate, all of Israel did not purify to be a possession as earlier, but rather bit by bit returned from Babylon in exile to the land of Israel. And since there was no perfection of Yudke Vavke, did not descend to illuminate as it illuminated originally, but rather bit by bit without order, because Israel was not purified properly as before. Therefore, the supernal fountain, which is the secret of the Yud of Yudke Vavke, did not gush forth and did not illuminate. It returned to illuminate bit by bit because of the name, need of the name. V'yad itchar v'hu b'Yisrael k'ravin sagi'in ad d'chachoshech k'ase eretz v'chashem tata'ai itchashach v'naflat ar'a un'vi'ah yistalak yolchadmin b'kut edom itchar Therefore, the children of Israel were challenged in mission until the darkness covered the earth and the hay, which is the Nukva, became darkened and fell to the earth. The supernal fountain, which is the Yud of Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke, withdrew again because the kingdom of Edom became strong and the children Israel returned to their sins. Ve'ad Hashem sheni itharav inun tiresar shivatin delay b'chushban. Inun de galuta de malchut dom unvia u ila'a istalak ve'hahu neviu. The Kaima Alat Tzadik Avad Avad Hahu Din Korah Ila'a Dechavak Mekani Id Mashich La. Therefore, the lower hay, which is the temple that was destroyed, all 12 tribes of the lower hay, as the number of the legions, 12 tribes of Yah, exile of the king via Edom, and the supernal fountain, which is the Evavke, Zerantin, which from that fountain, that it supplies, which is Zerantin. As it said, the righteous perishes. Yeshaya chapter 57, which is Yesod, that lost, that outflowing of the upper source that flowed from above. Ugdein hava peruda vehe bayit sheni vehi hagaluta de Edom v'koli nun tiresar shivatin v'mashriyan dilchon tiresar shivatin salkin v'chushban sagi v'yad v'raza de Hashem hava bahu v'kol hahu v'chushbana galuta itmeshach. Then there was a separation in the hay, which is that separated from the vav, the yud kevav, which is there on pin, in exile in Edom, with all these 12 tribes and their legions of Edom. 12 tribes add to the greater number, as written before us. Since the secret of the hay is included in the number, the exile, therefore, continues a long time. Raza de Rime Liba Ud Shivatin Shanin Tirain Shivatin Mat Shanin Sharu Dim In Lamin Pal Patach Viamar Bako Tivke Balila Vadimata Al Lechemeye. Excuse me. Lechayat, Lesof Teresar Shivatin Legaluta Lelia, Yit Hashach Leel Adit Ar Vav, Lizman Shatin Vishit Shin. The secret of secrets is given over to the wise of heart. 10 tribes are 1,000 years. 2 tribes are 200 years. Since 12 rites of, which are called tribes, are from Bina, who Sephiroth are in the secrets, they are therefore tears starting to fall, meaning that Shimon started weeping. Confession saying, she weeps in the night, and her tears are on her cheek. Chapter 1 of Echa, Lamentations. At the end of the 12 tribes of exile, meaning at the end of 1,200 as mentioned, night will darken for Yisrael until the Chag awakens at the 66th year. Levatar teresar shavatin de'inun, elaf umat shanin de'galuta, uvatar shatin it shanin v'chashata de'lia. Today in the Zakart F. Riti Yaakov Da Eat the Atvav the Nefesh the Vait Yaakov the Razah Da Kor Shaba'a Yaakov Mitzrayim Omer Shishin Vashesh Vihu Vav Nefesh the Vait Shani Raza de Hashem Tata'a Veda Vav Raza de Shishim Shishim Leita Ruta de Yaakov Vashesh Leita Ruta de Yosef Yadi Hu Vav de Tiren de Chibura Chadav Raza. At the end of 12 tribes, which are 1,200 years of exile, and at the end of 66 years of the darkness of night, which is the exile, then will I remember my covenant with Yaakov. Vayikra chapter 26, which is Tiferet. This is the awakening of the letter Vav, which is Tiferet, which is the Vav of Yudke Vavke, which is sound, meaning the inner part of the house of Yaakov, which is the Nukvah, is called the House of Yaakov. And this is the secret of all the souls that came with Yaakov were 66, which is Vav, the soul of the second temple, the secret of the lower hay. Vav is the secret of 66. 60 for the awakening of Yaakov, who is Spirit, and 6 for the awakening of Yosef, who is Yesod. Therefore, it is Vav, which alludes to Tiferet and Yesod, which are two in one combination, one secret, because Yesod and Tiferet are considered one, and are therefore alluded to in the two Vavs of the fully spelled Vav, forms one letter. Mitaman ul-halaf yitar kutabarichu le'inun nisin v'yatin ka'amaran v'yitar Yisrael inun aktin v'ka'amaran uktein v'af es. Bariti yitak ul-vahar kad yagia malka meshicha karavin. The call Amma Bamina, the Kutshabarichu, Kaftalad Aleph, Yamina, Hashem Nedari, Bakoach, Kedain the Af Et Veriti, Avratam, Eskor, Uvatar, Vecha Aretz, Eskor, Da Hashem Batra, Vechahu Zina, Kativ, V'hayah Hashem l'melech, all kol ha'aretz b'yom ha'hu yihyeh Hashem, echad u'shmo echad. From then on, the Holy One, blessed be He, will stir these miracles and signs that we mentioned earlier, and all the troubles that we said will rise against Israel. Then it is said, and also my covenant with Yitzhak, Vayikra, chapter 26. Because Yitzhak is the secret of Givurah and judgment. Afterwards, Mashiach will wage wars throughout the whole world with the right hand of the Holy One, blessed be He, which is Chesed. As is said, your right hand, Hashem, is glorious in power. Then it is said, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember. Afterwards, I will remember the last. This is the last day of Evave. Namely, the Nukva that is called land. About that time it is written, and Hashem shall be king over all the earth. On that day Hashem shall be one, and His name one. Lesof shetit shenin acharanim v'yitzun mea utlachin utrein shenin yitzun atvan bishma kadisha gelifa Ishlimu Ela Vatataka Yitfaraza Dahai. Hey, Ela Avatata Kol Inun Shavilin the Inun Tilatin Utrain Shanin Diklailan Raza the At Vav Hey Vazad Ishlimu the Mea Utlatin. Udrain. At the end of 66 more years, which is 2 years, with the aforementioned 66, the letters in the 66 will appear engraved to perfection, spirit and below in the Nukva, as is proper. This is the secret of the supernal and lower hay, that are in the lower hay fully spelled, hay, similar to Vav that contains other Vav when fully spelled, as mentioned that the upper Vav emanates the secret of 60 to the upper A, and the lower Vav emanates the secret of 6 to the lower A. And all these paths are 2 years of the affliction, 32, included in the secret of the letters Vav-He. First Vav-He being 2 times 60, and the second Vav-He being 2 times 6. As mentioned together, they amount to 132, out of which the number 32 alludes to the secret of the completeness of 132, meaning that the preparation was made for them to receive the 32 paths of wisdom from the Yud of Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, as written before. L'sof mea utlat utrein shenin acharanin Yitkayem le'achoz b'kanfot ha'aretz ve'yinaru l'shayim mimena ve'yitake ara'a v'kutsha b'richu yit'ar metkia l'ara'a k'tara ve'yukumun chayalin v'ayalin b'ara'a. At the end of the other 130 years, as those 130 that were completed in Tiferet, and the Nufa, which are Vav He, Yud Ke Vav Ke, also have Lumen Hachma, and Bina, which are Yud of Yud Ke Vav Ke, the verse will be fulfilled that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. A verse from Job. The Holy Land will be purified, and the Holy One, blessed be He, will resurrect the dead in the Holy Land, and the host upon hosts will arise in the Galilee. Ugdain yit'ah satimu din viyu, ila'a at yud, v'yit kaimun tilatin utrein, shevilin bishlimu, v'nagda, v'tata v'yit kaimun, Advan Vishama Kadishakuhu Bakiyumaihu Yud Dalit Da'ad Ka'an La Yahon Shlim. Then will be mended the obstruction which is the supernal fountain of Yud Ke Vav Ke, which is the letter Yud, which is Hachma, and the 32 paths in Hachma will be established in completeness to emanate down. The letters of the Holy One will be complete. The letters of the Holy Name will be established, all complete, meaning the name Yud Ke Vav Ke, complete heretofore. Ad Zaman Diyangi David, Chahu Neviyu, Ila'a B'chibur, V'yatvan Goy Hashem Batra'a, V'da Yihu, L'sof Bash Tashlum, Me'a V'arba'in, the Arba'a Shanin. Acharanin di Talmun v'yitarun she'ar mate Yisrael devisha'an. Then shall come the time that the supreme fountain will flow, drawn, which is Yud connected with Hei Vav, which are Bina and Tiferet into the land Hei Yud Hei Vavke, which is the Nukva. This will be the combination of another 144 years, for they are the secret of the third 132 to be there, with the 12 tribes that are in the Nukva, which together are 144 years. The other dead in the other countries will be resurrected, namely the dead outside of the land of Israel. The Ishtakach, Kol Da, the Hushban, Chet v'it yashiv alma v'it basam v'it avar sitra achara me alma v'it ata'a titvale v'goy neviyu ila'a v'it atar v'it nihir bishlinu v'gen k'tiv haya or halvana te'or hachama v'or hachama yihyeb shivatayim. All this adds up to Chet Tav, which are times 132, plus 144, which totals Tav Chet, 408. The world will settle and have fragrance, and the other side will be removed from the world, and the lower hay, which is the Nukva, will become filled from the supernal fountain, which is Yud Ke Vav Ke, and the secret of Hakma, found and illuminated completely. Perfectly. Then it is written, and the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold. Adihe Shabbat Lashem Le'ata Shin Bata Agnuge Kedusha Kolha Shaviaha Veda Ihu Ut Aruta Teruchim Kadishin Vialma Yisrael, the Itgalabasha, Bavar Bar Shabbat. Pirukin Kadishin Diamad Israel. Eat Labasha Bar Shabbat. The Gufim Baharanim Kadishin. Kere Kadishin. The Hayad Venishai. The Tzion Hanora. So, the Yerushalayim Kadosh via Amar Lo Ad Kan Milin de Razin Zatim. There will be a shot for Shabbat for Hashem to gather souls with holy delight, namely to draw additional souls in the secret of the supernal union. During the entire seventh millennium, which is entirely Shabbat, this is the stirring of the holy spirits of the nation of Israel to clothe themselves after Shabbat, namely after the millennium in the other holy bodies, so as to be called holy. As is written, and it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remains in Jerusalem shall be called holy. Isaiah chapter 4. Up to this point are words of the concealed secrets. That's the end of the section titled The Coming of Mashiach. And I hope all of the midrashim about the Messiah is now completely clear. It's a little bit confusing. We're over time, and so I'm going to wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Does anybody have any questions before we leave? I'm not hearing any. I think somebody's trying to talk, but I'm not hearing it. Try a little harder, louder, please. I'm sorry. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy.